I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. We are so excited to have you join us and just so thankful for you to tune in every Sunday morning with us. It is our goal to provide you resources and information that may help you be successful in achieving whatever it is that you desire to achieve, whether it be your personal goals or dreams, whatever it is, our goal is your success. And so we love bringing all of our business members on the show and just sharing the resources that we have through them with you. We obviously do lots of local community events, and we love sharing those. And we love supporting PUP, People with Unlimited Potential, which is a school for young adults with mental and physical disabilities. As you know, we give them our resources and try to help them keep that school going and grow that, because they need the resources that we can provide them. And then we just love sharing hidden treasures, I like to call them, and all kinds of wonderful things that we have going on in Peoria. It's one of the reasons why I love this community so much. It's just amazing what is out there, what we have right at our fingertips here in our community. And so this show is no different. You're going to be excited to meet and hear from my friend, Laura Blackaby. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Kim. How are you this morning?
I am great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Well, we are always excited to bring on some of the local not-for-profit businesses in our community as a part of I've Decided. And so you and I have been chatting over the last month or so, and you guys have decided to join our tribe.
Yes, we're so happy about that.
And we are too. And I just love, just learning about Family House. Family
yes.
House, right? Learning about Family House and all of the amazing things and support that you have going on out there. So we're just going to dive right in this morning and just would love to learn a little bit about you, Laura, and also just tell us about the goal of Family House and what you guys are, your mission is.
Yeah, well, actually, June is a very exciting month for Family House. On June 5th, we actually celebrated 33 years of opening our doors to individuals who have to come to Peoria because of some type of a medical or healthcare need. So 33 years ago, on June 5th, Family House opened its doors for the first time.
Well, that's amazing. So happy anniversary.
Yes, thank you.
And, well, who founded Family House?
So Family House was actually started by the Junior League of Peoria. Just a remarkable group of women. And they actually came up with the idea in 1982 because they saw a need as families were coming to Peoria for a variety of healthcare reasons. As the medical community in Peoria began to really grow and expand, more people were coming from outside of the area for medical treatment. So they saw a need to start a house where people could come and stay. That would help relieve the stress, help relieve some of the financial burdens that individuals face when they're far from their homes. So over the course of the next few years, they did some research, some feasibility studies. They found a home, and then they opened the doors to Family House up at the corner of Knoxville and 74 was the original house on June 5th of 1985. And as Junior League does, they ran the organization for a period of time in order to get it up and running and really established in the community. And then they released it to a board of directors. Family House then hired their first executive director. And then the Junior League went on to start so many other wonderful organizations and not-for-profits in the Peoria area. So that's really how we got started.
Oh, wow. That is an amazing story. Again, just another hidden treasure. I just love that so much. But now you guys have moved from that corner of Knoxville and 74 where you were located and moved into a different location.
Correct. So our current location is on East Nebraska Avenue. We will have actually we've been in that house 7 years this month. So it's interesting that we first opened the doors at the original family house in June and opened the doors at the new house in June also. So all kinds of celebrations happening for us this month. The house that we are currently in, the land was donated by Dr. Dale Geis and his wife, Pam. And then the board of directors set about a capital campaign, and 100% of the funds that were needed to build and furnish our current home was raised. And that's really remarkable. We're so fortunate to live in such a caring, giving, hospitable community who are always anxious and eager to reach out and welcome anybody who comes into the community, whether it's somebody coming in as a permanent resident or somebody coming in temporarily because they have some type of a need to be here. So our current home, we've been in for 7 years.
Wow. And I hear it's really nice. I can't wait to come see it. I think our group with I've Decided, we're going to come down sometime and cook for the families who are there. I know that's an opportunity where we can serve and help out there. So I'll be excited to participate in that. We got to get that planned sometime in the next few months. And while we're on that subject, is that something that you guys are open up to the community to do whenever they want to put on the calendar or as far as helping and serving food? Or is that something that you plan out or only allow certain people to do that or certain times? Or
you know, coming in and planning a meal for our families and preparing a meal for our families is one of the most welcome ways that individuals can get involved in Family House. We have some families that come in and prepare meals who have actually been former guests at Family House, and they are anxious to come back and provide a meal for families because they know how much it meant to them when a meal was prepared. After being up at the hospital all day for many of our families, when they come back, that meal is the first time they've eaten that day. We have church groups that come in and prepare meals, service organizations, businesses, some of our healthcare partners will also come in and prepare meals for our families. So it's really open to anybody who would like to come in and take some time to serve. We have a calendar on our website, familyhousepeoria.org, under the Get Involved section. So if you click on Get Involved, the first thing that you'll see is a calendar that pops up. And on that calendar, it lists all of the meals. So it makes it very easy for somebody like I've Decided who wants to come in and prepare a meal. You just take a look at the calendar, see the available dates, and if a date is open, all you need to do is contact us and let us know that you'd like to come in and make a meal, and we'll get you on the calendar and get you set up.
And you just show up with all your food that you're going to prepare, and you guys have a full kitchen there. And
that's correct. We have a beautiful, actually it's a double-sided kitchen, so plenty of room. All of the pots, pans, utensils, plates, bowls, everything that you would possibly need from a cooking standpoint, we have available to use as well.
And one of the things I was just sitting here thinking when you were sharing about the families that so appreciate having those hot cooked meals after they've been at the hospital or at the cancer center or wherever all day is, you know, when I think of Family House, I think you don't think about it really if you haven't had someone in the hospital who's been sick or had to, you know, travel somewhere. I know my friend who, her daughter who's a teenager now and is very healthy, but she's a St. Jude patient. And she was diagnosed, I think they were going into the first grade. She was in class with my daughter. And they had to travel back and forth to Memphis constantly. And so I experienced seeing a friend of mine having to go and stay for weeks at a time. And so that's what you guys are doing at Family House, right, is providing people who are here with their families that are in care for a long period of time a place to stay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A lot of our families who come to us come from, of course, out of the area. Family House has welcomed individuals from almost every state in the United States and actually several international guests as well who come to Peoria, Illinois for outstanding medical care that's provided. The people who come and stay with us, they can be with us overnight, several weeks, or even upwards to a year. So once they arrive to Family House, the room is theirs for however long it's needed. It's not just for the families of the patients. Sometimes it's the individuals themselves, people who are coming in from outside of the Peoria area who might be going through some type of treatments. For example, at the Illinois Cancer Care Center, they might be coming in for outpatient therapies and need a place to stay while they're in town. That would be true of our St. Jude patients. We recently had three guests stay with us who came to Peoria to have kidney transplants. And once they were discharged from the hospital, there's a period of pretty intensive follow-up care that they had to stay close to. And they all lived an hour and a half or more away from the hospital. So their healthcare team said, you know, we really need you to stay in Peoria until we can fully discharge you from that follow-up care. And so those individuals were able to stay at Family House as well. So it's really not only for those that have adults or pediatric patients who are hospitalized, but those individuals themselves who are coming to Peoria because they need medical treatment.
Oh, wow. That's interesting because I think of just the family members. But yeah, as you say that, that makes perfect sense. And we do have amazing medical facilities here in the Peoria area. I mean, we have the Children's Hospital. You know, we're a St. Jude affiliate. I mean, that's right. Amazing in itself. We have amazing hospitals. And of course, we have the Illinois Cancer Care Center, which is growing and doing amazing things. And we're happy to have them as well as a part of I've Decided and in our tribe. So we're grateful for them. And I'm sure we'll have them on the show sometime, too, to share about what they're doing and what's going on at the Illinois Cancer Care Center. But so help me understand. I mean, obviously, for obvious reasons, hotels are extremely expensive. So if someone were to get a hotel to try to stay where their family is, they could spend a fortune, and unless you have a whole lot of money, you're probably can't afford to just stay in a hotel night after night after night. So this is why Family House helps out as well, right? Because it's obvious they pay a little money, but nowhere near what they would pay at a traditional hotel that's really just designed for a few nights.
Right. So it's a very affordable option, but one of the other main differences is we are a healthcare hospitality house. And the way our families are able to come together in community and to support one another, they're able to do that at Family House. And they really do become each other's family. So we talk about groups coming in and preparing meals for our families, and that is a tremendous blessing. But think about what happens when your family gathers around the family table. You share stories of what's happened during the day. You build community, you build relationships within your family. And that's what our families do while they're gathered around the tables in the dining room. Because while they all might be there for a different reason, they all have one thing in common, and that is they are far from their homes and they have a loved one who's in some type of a medical crisis situation. And so they become each other's families. Many of them not only seeing each other at Family House, but also seeing each other and crossing paths while they're up at the hospital. So being someplace where they have that sense of family, that sense of community, where it's staffed 24 hours a day, every day of the year, by a staff that is caring and compassionate. And when you walk in the door at night and they say, "How was your day?" they really want to know, "How was your day?" And so just to be a listening ear and for those families to have someone to come home to is so important.
And just the way you describe that, it makes me understand why would be a much better place to go to than just going to a hotel somewhere. Even if someone could afford to pay for the hotel, it would be a lonely place to be when you have a loved one who is going through some type of a serious medical treatment or going through something and having that family. That's awesome. Right. Hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, host of your show. We are so grateful for your support and thankful that you stopped in to hear our show today. I am talking with my friend Laura Blackaby. She's the executive director at Family House, and just learning really and what's going on and what you guys are up to over there. And I've learned so much in the last just 15 minutes or so that I didn't even realize. One thing, Laura, is that you actually have patients that stay there. It's not always necessarily the family of the patient. Sometimes if patients are doing out care treatment and they're going to be here for a little while, they can stay there as well.
Yes, absolutely. You know, when our families come to us, one of the things that they talk about is how peaceful and quiet and calm it is at Family House. We are nestled back in an area of Peoria on a cul-de-sac where it's a beautiful wooded area. In the winter, when all the leaves fall from the trees, you can actually see the river. But when the trees are full and the birds are chirping, it is so quiet and so peaceful and so serene and just a beautiful place for them to be away from some of the commotion and chaos that can be surrounding them when they're at the hospital. And so they come to Family House. They have outside sitting areas where they can just relax and enjoy the nature and the beauty that surrounds them. And really what we hope for them is that they can find rest and rejuvenation. So when they do go back up to the hospital and they spend that time next to the bedside of their loved one, that they're better able to participate in their care because they themselves are rested and have been cared for.
And they are very lucky to have you because I can just hear in your voice how passionate you are about these people and these families. And I can just hear the love. I get chills just listening to you share that. So, you know, let's talk about the fundraising side because obviously Family House is a not-for-profit.
Right.
And you guys do not charge very much for these families. I mean, they pay a little bit, but minimal, not enough money to support the whole facility that's going on out there. I know you guys have lots of fundraisers, and I'm excited because we got one coming up in June.
We do, June 27th. It is our 13th annual Family House golf outing. So this is always such a great event. Wednesday, June 27th at Weaver Ridge Golf Club, 12:30 shotgun start. People come early, have some lunch that's donated by Chick-fil-A and have a great time out on the golf course. And then, of course, awards afterwards. And it's just a great time to come out, enjoy a day of golf, and support Family House in the process.
Absolutely. So if you're listening and you are a golfer, you got to get signed up for this. It's on Wednesday, June 27th. And how do they sign up,
Laura? They can go to our website, familyhousepeoria.org. Click on our cover photo on our website that says golf outing. It'll take it straight to the golf outing link. And, you know, if you're not a golfer and you know a golfer, maybe your dad, Father's Day is a week from today, so what a great Father's Day gift for the dad that has everything, including a set of golf clubs. go ahead online and reserve a spot for him on the golf outing on that day, and we'd be happy to put him in a foursome and get him out there on the course.
There you go. Now, that just struck a nerve in for me. I'm like, ooh, that is a great Father's Day gift, a great, great Father's Day gift. So I'm glad you thought about that, Laura. And so that's something you got coming up in June, how people
can
get
involved. Right. And then we're also really excited. Our annual house party is coming up. This year it is going to be on Friday, September 28th, and it is House Party Rock the House, and we are bringing in Infinite Journey, which is a Journey tribute band. And
oh my gosh,
we are so excited
Journey
about them coming to Peoria. So I would encourage you, please be watching for information. We'll be putting it on our website, on our Facebook page. So as Some of the planning and some of the logistics are continued to be worked out. As soon as that is all finalized, we'll be getting registration information out there. But go ahead and mark your calendar. Save the date for Friday, September 28th, Paradise Hotel Ballroom for House Party Rock the House with Infinite Journey.
I was just about to say, I was thinking maybe you guys were actually doing it out at Family House, but I was like, oh, that won't be very peaceful and serene. So out at Paradise probably is a much better venue to house a rock party,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. I think so.
Oh, that's going to be a blast. I will be there for sure. I would totally be at the golf outing, too. We actually leave for vacation on Wednesday, June 27th. I'm so excited. But I know there are a lot of golfers out there. And like you said, what an amazing Father's Day gift to get your father for Father's Day if he's a golfer and support Family House at the same time. And it's just such an amazing cause because you guys do need to raise funds to do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and another really cool and so, so easy way to help support Family House is for anybody out there who shops at Kroger and they have their Kroger card. I love mine, especially during the summer when I get those double fuel points, right, when I shop on the weekends. They have a program which is called their Community Rewards Program, and Family House is actually a Community Rewards partner. So if you take your Kroger card and you go to their website and you register your Kroger card and you select Family House as your Community Rewards partner, every time you shop and you swipe that card, 1% of your purchase is donated to Family House.
And, you know, that's an amazing thing that they do. And they all, and there's other organizations, too. So the point is, if you have a Kroger card and you shop at Kroger, link it to something.
Right.
I mean, we want to encourage you to obviously link it to Family House. But, you know, if you have another organization that's near and dear to your heart and it's on there, you want to have it linked to something because they will give back and they have a list of all the organizations, right?
Yes, so that's exactly right. And literally all you have to do is swipe your card and it's 1% automatic. Once you choose your community rewards partner, it stays until you go in and change it.
So you could, you know what, you could do a different organization each year.
You could.
You could pick your favorite top three favorite organizations. Donate for 1 year to one, donate to the, you know, and just keep rotating it out. If everybody would do that, just imagine.
Exactly.
I need to get, I think I have, I wonder if I have mine. I did something, but I can't remember. I'm going to go check, Laura.
That's right.
Got to check out the Kroger card. Well, you want to give anytime you can. And there's no easier way to do that. If you're going to, you're buying groceries anyway.
Correct.
So if you swipe your card, that's an amazing way to give back. And then we also talked about how people can come and cook for the families.
That's correct. So that's another way. On our website, we also have a wish list, which is a great way for individuals to get involved. We always try to have snacks available for our families. We call them our grab-and-go snacks, oatmeal, granola bars, packages of pretzels, cookies, whatever you can think of. Just things that our family members can throw in their bag before they're headed out the door or to grab when they come in for a snack. So anything off of our wish list is always appreciated as well. Of course, we always accept monetary donations as well, and people can either send a check to Family House or they can actually go on and make a contribution online.
Yeah, you can
also
just click on the link.
That's
so
exactly
right. So are those
right.
Your two big fundraisers, your Rock the House and the golf outing that's coming
yes.
up? Is there anything else you guys
those
do
are
the year?
Those are our two largest fundraisers. We do have other community partnerships where individuals will actually host fundraisers or companies will host fundraisers for Family House, and we're always happy to be the beneficiaries of that as well. The Frontline Foundation is a great supporter of Family House. We just had a paint night not that long ago with Jody over at The Hive. And then we always also enjoy some of the different partnerships that we have with the restaurants in the area who will donate a portion of the sales from their evening
and
to
I
help
love
our families
that they
also.
Do that too. That's something that's kind of just took fire here in the area where lots of restaurants are doing those promotions where if you eat at their restaurant on a certain night, then they'll give back a proceed to a not-for-profit organization, and those are always good. We always try to hit those up. I am so excited about the September 28th Rock the House party. I am like, we're going to sell that out. We'll bring you on the show again so we can talk about that.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you.
And of course, you know, we have our half day motivational and leadership conference. That'll be on September the 8th. Out at Weaver Ridge.
Yes.
And so we'll make sure we're promoting Rock the House from there as well. So that's gonna sell out. So you better get your tickets as soon as they go on sale, right?
When do the tickets
go on sale?
They'll be going on sale soon. probably within the next couple of weeks.
Good.
So be watching our website and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll be sure to catch the announcement.
Oh, yeah. That is going to be fun. I mean, a Journey tribute. Come on. Where's my 80s girls?
That's right. Jeans, t-shirts. I mean, we're just going to rock all night long.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. I can't wait for that. I'll have to bring up all my old Journey songs and get the words rememorized. Although I don't think we'll ever forget those Journey songs.
Probably not.
Listening to those in our bedrooms when we were teenagers. So that's going to be great. I'm super excited about that. Laura, I am really loving learning about Family House and all that you guys have going on. Do you have a success story that comes to mind? Like any of the families that have come through there that have just shared something with you that touched your heart enough that you want to share it with the listeners now?
That happens, I would pretty much say, on a daily basis. Just being able to visit with the families. You know, we in the last year had families from just over 1,400 patients come and stay at Family House, provided close to 7,000 nights of stay.
Wow.
And one, though, will always stick out in my mind. And I think part of the reason is because I was still fairly new to Family House. And it was probably one of the families early in my journey with Family House that I really had the opportunity to get to know and meet. So never forget Jessica and Justin. Their son, Reese, was born with a host of medical complexities. As soon as Jessica delivered, Reese was put on a helicopter and life-flighted 100 miles away from their home to the Children's Hospital of Illinois. And Jessica and Justin called Family House home for a very long period of time. And I'll never forget the day in November where she came to my office and she knocked on my door. And with her eyes full of tears, she said, "Laura," she said, "we're going home today." She said, "After 273 days, we get to take Reese home." Oh. And I'll never forget that moment. I'll never forget how it felt to celebrate with her, to be able to embrace her and her family and wish them all the love we could as they continued, you know, on with their journey of raising their son. But, you know, as someone who has had two children, both born healthy and well, you know, I still can't today fathom being someplace with them for 273 days and having that first 273 days of their life being in
just
a hospital instead of home with
house.
Me.
Yeah, that's what I'm
right.
saying. Just think,
and so, you
if
know,
we didn't have such an amazing place like Family House in our community, where they would be on a cot in the hospital room with her child, I'm sure.
Right, yes. And so being able to provide a place for families to come during some of the most challenging, difficult, sometimes heartbreaking times of their life, to be able to provide a place for them of comfort, of hope, of compassion, of caring, hopefully helping them alleviate some of the stress and the financial burdens. We actually had one father come in. Wife had just had a baby. He was there with his three sons. And one day he was walking out the door and he said, "I am just so thankful for all this food because now I don't have to think about what I'm going to feed my boys." So, you know,
those
things
stories.
That just,
yeah.
you know, resonate with people. And, you know, here's a dad now outside of his home, staying in ours, thinking, all right, I have now have these three boys that I have to feed, and how am I going to do that? And so because of the generosity of our community and the groups that come in and provide meals, that was a huge burden that was lifted from him. And he and his boys ate well during the time they were at Family House.
And those are just amazing stories. So, hey, I hope you've enjoyed learning about Family House today on our I've Decided radio show. Check them out. Find them on Facebook, their website. Get involved. Go visit. You know, come by and check it out and get signed up to serve a meal. Do something. It is an amazing organization doing amazing things here in our community for families and even patients who are here from out of town. And so, Laura, thank you so much for being on the show with me today. Our half hour, it goes so fast, doesn't it? Once you start rolling, it just goes quickly. Thanks, guys, for tuning in today. We're so thankful for you. Check out ivedecided.org. Find out what's going on in our community and how you can get involved with us as well. We'd love to see you at one of our next events. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?